Welcome to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. We're dedicated to helping you earn more as an entertainer. Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis here, and this is the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast, and I want to talk to you about how you can actually build momentum in your business. You know, momentum can be extremely powerful, and whether it's about knocking out the to-dos for the day, making progress towards those long-term goals, or really just developing that ongoing sense of achievement, momentum is awesome. It's also a great way to prevent falling into the get stuck rut. And we've all been there before. In this podcast, we're going to talk about my favorite ways to build momentum in your business when I feel a bit sluggish with what I'm doing as an entertainer. And the very first way I try to build momentum is to shake up my goals and change my focus. You know, I get really bored really easily. In fact, this entire podcast year was recorded in just 3 days. Did you know that? Anyway, I get bored really easily, so I typically have a few personal projects like this podcast in the works at any given time. Right now, I've got this podcast in the works. I'm building illusions in my garage, and I'm marketing my hypnosis business. So when I feel a bit under-challenged, I take a break from whatever I'm doing, and I go and I do something entirely new and different. You know, something I've never done before. Just last week, I decided that I was going to learn how to fly a drone, and it took me about 30 minutes because I played video games my entire life. But to go and try something I've never done before, well, it's extremely motivating. And this doesn't happen just for new projects, but it continues in my normal daily life. The next thing you can do to really break that blah and build momentum in your business is to take care of yourself. You know, burning out is a surefire way to really lose that fire and momentum. And as soon as I see the signs of burnout, I know it's time for a break. So I schedule a day off. A short weekend, I take off. Or I get my wife to take 2 days off work and we go somewhere. I get some extra sleep. Or anything that really gets me out of the office. Gives me that time to regroup, recharge, and get excited about the business again. Because if I'm not excited about my business, why would anyone else be? Another way to build momentum in your business is to have what's known as a brag wall. I first learned this concept a long time ago, and it's about keeping a physical list of your accomplishments. For me, I have that physical list directly in front of my computer on the back of my door that I'm looking at right now. I've got my entire calendar. I keep a physical calendar. It's 4 feet wide and 2 feet tall. It has the entire year on it. And that's my brag wall. I look at that and it reminds me of the wins that I have this year. And it's a great way to look at the wins I have coming up and to remind me what I'm actually capable of and how good my business is doing. The next thing I do to really gain momentum if I'm feeling down and blah is to boost my adrenaline in a natural way. And I do drink a lot of coffee. Let's face it, I'm probably at a pot a day. But I mean, by boost my adrenaline, I mean my natural adrenaline. So if I feel really, really blah, I will go out and I will do a 30-minute run. And I'm not in very good shape. I'll be first to admit that. But I'll go do my 30 minutes, which I do every day anyway. And it allows me to start mentally psyching myself up. I listen to music that gets me going, and it really is enjoyable. Then I give myself like 45 minutes of work time with as few interruptions as possible. Because with my adrenaline going, my brain kicks into gear, and I'm always amazed at how much I get done in that chunk of time. That adrenaline boost can change your business. So one of the other ways that I look at going out and creating momentum in my business is sometimes a change of scenery can be good. You know, sometimes I'll just take the laptop and my truck and I'll go for a drive. And the truck will be my workplace for the day. Sometimes I'll grab a fishing rod, go fishing while I work on the laptop. And that's my job. sometimes I'll pop on down to the local coffee shop, and I don't do podcasts because obviously this is loud, but I'll pop down to that coffee shop, and that change of scenery helps me to really change what needs to be done inside me and outside of me. So add some variety to your workspace. I do have a warning here, though. Going through the motions is not the same as building momentum. Don't confuse motion with momentum. Moving for the sake of moving and going forward in your business with just the daily tasks sometimes isn't necessarily going to help you build and sustain your business. You know, you have to be targeted and focused for your business to go forward. So be targeted and focused, but be flexible enough that you can see if you're just spinning your wheels. Momentum is one of those things that really can carry you through the most difficult times and challenges and keep you going when you're tempted to just throw in the towel. Once you have momentum, it's not that hard to keep it, but it's gaining a little traction to start with. You need to give it a little of attention for momentum to keep going, but realistically, you can start creating momentum in your business today, right now, by going out and getting a lead, by going out and booking a show, by answering a phone call. That's the first step to momentum in your business. So, what works for you? Go over to the Marketing for Entertainers Facebook page and talk about how you gain momentum. How do you build it and maintain it? And what are you doing in your business right now that is actually working for you? You don't have to get really, really specific. Just say, I'm sending 100 emails, or I'm making 100 phone calls, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that, sending postcards, doing whatever you do to build some momentum. And you know what? Share the results of that momentum. That can be your brag wall. Right in the Marketing for Entertainers Facebook page, you can have your brag wall there and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm kicking your ass. Bite me. And have some competition with the other entertainers over there. It's all about community, guys. And yes, we are competitors, but we're a family too. Anyway, thank you for listening. Head over to the Marketing for Entertainers Facebook group, Showbiz Success Secrets Facebook group as well. And of course, this is the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. If you ever want to be a guest, you let me know. And for additional resources, please check out the showbizsuccesssecrets.com page. And there's some additional resources there that'll help you start your business, get it going in the right direction, and building that momentum. My name is Jesse Lewis. This is the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. I'll see you later.